Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I am talking with KNDY's own Bruce Dierking about this year's Pony Express Festival. He was also a longtime MC for the Pony Express Festival. Bruce talks about when and where the Pony Express Festival will take place this year.
Well, it's the 40th annual, and it's always the fourth Sunday in August. So this year will be August 30th, and it runs 10 to 4 at the Hollenberg Station State Historic Site.
He also walks through the schedule of events for that day.
Well, they tried to step it up this year with some new things. 40 years, you sometimes get in a routine, along with the traditional living history demonstrations, and that includes some period crafts and other activities. It's all hands-on. I think it's a great event for families. So the living history demonstrations. This year, something special is the Kansas Bicentennial Wagon. I can't tell you a lot. I'll find out more. But the Kansas Bicentennial Wagon will be on display. Of course, the visitor center is always open, and the Hollenberg Station, the original station, so you can relive, and with period reenactors, the entire experience of the Pony Express. Plus, this year, lots of live music.
If someone wants to see the complete schedule or learn more about the festival, they can find it on Facebook.
Well, on Facebook, if you go to the Hollenberg Station State Historic Site, that would be the State Historic Site page on Facebook. And they've done a really good job with the brochure this year. It includes all the day's events from 10 to 4. And it also highlights the entertainments. Of course, Mark Olaholligan's been with us, the Bremen Man. Typically, him sing along in the morning. And this year, they've added a group out of Odell. They've added a string bluegrass band. And then Zerf the Singing Cowboy is back. So throughout the day, there's free entertainment. Bring your lawn chair. Just enjoy a great afternoon.
One thing people always look forward to is the great food.
Well, typically they throw some burgers and brats on the grill. It's nothing real fancy, nothing real expensive. Always homemade pie and ice cream.
Community involvement is a big part of what makes the Pony Express Festival so successful.
Well, I think we're always looking for new ideas, so anyone that would want to get involved, if a volunteer basis, would be tremendous. The same volunteers year after year would always welcome a hand. Day of the event, set up, clean up, becoming a part of the Friends of the Hollenberg Station is a great way to get involved for individuals. Obviously, if a business were interested, I guess that would be a separate conversation with the Friends of the Hollenberg Station. It's not a commercial event. It's free will donations. So per se, there are no vendors on site, but anyone that did, say, a period craft that felt like they'd like to be involved, or entertainment. We're always looking for entertainment, new entertainment ideas. Contact Gary Mingy, he's been a longtime president. Of course, any of the local members of the Friends of the Hollenberg Station.
Before we wrap up, Bruce would like listeners to know something special about the Pony Express Festival.
Well, we'd love to see people come out. Over the years, I think people have found an excuse to stay home or otherwise not get out to some of these events. Obviously, that's what makes them successful. So even if it's an hour, you can come and go as you please. If it's the entire day, I would encourage folks to consider bringing the family. It's a lot of hands-on activities that involve the youth. Allison always enjoyed going. Mainly just to come on out, 10 to 4. It's Sunday, August 30th. And, of course, the station State Historic Site and the Hollenberg Pony Express Station will be open. The Mochila Exchange is at 3 o'clock, and they also do a quilt raffle. They announce the winner at 3, but the Mochila Exchange is very neat in that it's the authentic re-ride of the Pony Express. They exchange the mail at 3 o'clock Sunday.
Thank you to Bruce Dierking for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs and sharing all the details about this year's Pony Express Festival. It sounds like there will be plenty for everyone to enjoy. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.